I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is urging state hunters not to shoot ear-tagged or radio-collared research bears. These collared bears provide important data to inform bear management decisions here in Minnesota. More details from the DNR on this issue when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Minnesota's black bear hunting season opens on Monday, September 1st, and the DNR is once again asking hunters to avoid shooting marked research bears. These bears have large, colorful ear tags and wear radio collars. Researchers with the DNR are monitoring 50 radio-collared black bears across the state, especially in bear hunting zones 27, 45, and parts of the no-quota zone. These include areas around the Chippewa National Forest, Camp Ripley, the Brainerd area, and Duluth. That said, bears range widely from these sites. All but three of these animals are sows, that is, female bears. The bear's coat often hides the collar, especially in the fall, and most collars are black. But all collared bears have large 3x2-inch colorful ear tags. Those tags should be plainly visible on trail cameras or when a bear is visiting a bait. Learn more at the DNR's bear management webpage, mndnr.gov/hunting/bear. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.